Welcome back to Focus on Fact. Today we're looking at the changing patterns in Western European tourism. Jerry Gordon has already told us about some recent trends. How about the others, Jerry?
Hello again. Yes, there are more things to look at. Take what we've just heard, that advert.
Is advertising responsible for the growth in the number of tourists?
Definitely. There are specially prepared holiday programmes on TV, even separate channels devoted to various holiday destinations. Add to this all the magazines and brochures published annually, as well as the internet, and you end up being bombarded by information on where to go, or maybe where not to go if you want to avoid crowds.
I hadn't really realised this has such a great influence on us.
On one hand, adverts respond to changing lifestyles and fashions. But on the other hand, they create these lifestyles and fashions. And today, fashion has a lot to do with what destinations people choose. In the past, summer just meant a seaside holiday. Nowadays, that type of leisure is on the decrease. Health resorts, fitness holidays, winter sun, activity holidays. These kinds of holidays are what people want.
Can you tell us more about the recreational activities we choose?
They have certainly changed considerably. Generally, I would say an active holiday is doing something rather than doing nothing. Having a holiday doesn't mean lying on the beach anymore. So, water sports, cruises, high mountain skiing, scuba diving, exploring the most remote parts of the world. That's what people are really interested in.
But why are we looking for more and more unusual ways of spending holidays when our daily lives seem more stressful than before?
Well, the faster pace of life and greater pressure at work mean we need to recharge our batteries more often and more intensely. And finally, of course, there is a growing number of people who take earlier retirement. They're usually still quite fit and energetic and don't just want to work in their gardens or take care of their pets or grandchildren. They want to realise their dreams, whether it be a trekking holiday in the Himalayas, a cruise to observe penguins in the Antarctic, or whatever.
Wow, thank you, Jerry, for all this. We'll talk about the threats modern tourism brings to the environment in the last part of our programme. Advert time ahead.